worship and commend you for your praise and commend you for your sacrifice. This is a great church. And I feel that anyone could go to heaven from Landmark. Amen. While you're standing, let's focus on the Word of God. Amen. And let's look at Acts chapter 1, verses 8 through 14. Acts chapter 1, verses 8 through number 14. But you shall receive, everybody shout, power. After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and then where? The uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. While they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, you men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Then returned they into Jerusalem for the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. When they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer, supplication, with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. Hallelujah. Now let's look at chapter 2, 1 through 4. Find out the results of all of this. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in that one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. I like that. Everybody say everybody. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Beautiful. Praise God. Amen. And so, I want to preach for a little while. Complicated. It's a complicated title, but you'll get it. But my title is Get In. Isn't that awesome? Get In. Turn to your neighbor and say, just get in. All right. I am so hesitant about something right now. Brother Carson, do you think you can do me a whirlwind of a favor? I need, and you, if you can find it, you can find. If you can't, you can't. But I need a board about that wide. Or, hey, I need it to be about 4 feet long. Hey, one of you girls help me somewhere. I need a blindfold, something that will help as a blindfold. And so while they're doing that, we'll order pizza. What kind of pizza, y'all? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. There's the blindfold. Oh, Amanda's paying her tithes. All right. Just keeping it mixed up a little bit. We're going to preach for a little while upon a subject entitled Get In. Turn to your neighbor and say, just get in. Amen. Did we do that before? Yes, we did. All right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask his help, shall we? Jesus, we love you. And we do not hesitate to come before the throne of God again, because we know that the petitions of your people do not weary the ears of our God. And we ask you tonight to bless every individual in this house by your divine spirit, by your wonderful anointing, and by your great grace. And everybody shouted amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Would you do one more thing for me before you're seated? Those of you are fast. Would you stand back up? I'm just kidding. I am just kidding. You may be seated. God bless you. Love you. It's on me again, folks. Pray for me. Praise the Lord. The year was 1860. Some of you were very small and young. And I told you, I warned you. And a giant crowd was watching a very famous tightrope artist. And we know what a tightrope artist is. And that's awesome. I like the big one. Now I need a very strong back and two very strong backs and two very weak minds. Todd said he's got a weak mind. Brother Billy, you got to help us, man. I'm not saying you got a weak mind. I love you, man. But you do have a strong back. I've seen you in action. Amen. Hey, I need another strong back. Todd, is your back okay? Come on, Bubba. Oh. Here comes the guys. Just stand right there. Now, they're going to stand right there, and you're going to pretend they're not while I preach for just a moment. Are you ready? This is better than pizza. Okay, so the year was 1860. Don't ask me what day. I don't care about your birthday. And a giant crowd was watching this famous tightrope artist. His name is Blondin. He was getting ready to walk a tightrope across the Niagara Falls. Something you could do easily, right? I wouldn't even want to watch it, afraid he would fall. I wouldn't even want to see that. But there was a thick 1,000-foot-long cable that had been stretched from one side to the other, almost 200 feet above the raging waters. One misstep would mean certain death. Blondin had crossed this thing many times. He had also pushed a wheelbarrow across that tightrope, going across the Niagara Falls. One day, a little boy stood at the front of the crowd, and he was gazing with wide-eyed amazement, the article said, at the man who had just completed a crossing. Looking at the little boy, Blondin asked him, he said, "Son, do you believe I could take a person across in this here wheelbarrow without falling?" "Yes, sir," that little boy said. "I really do." And then Blondin responded and he said, "Well, then get in." And the little boy got in, and they crossed successfully. Now, I want everybody to stand. The rope from here to 64 has already been set up. I'm just kidding. Just fellowship for a few moments. I got to tell these guys something. Okay, I rebuke that fellowship spirit. How dare you just start fellowshipping when I'm trying to preach like that? All right. Brother Carson, if you want to come down and assist us. This is getting good. Now, what I need is about a 30 or 40 pound brave little soul that will volunteer to help us tonight. He's too little. Yeah. There's one. Blindfold that man. You may be seated so everybody can see. I like the way our floor just kind of goes up from the front to the back. Pop goes the brain. Hope he's not breathing out of his nose. He cannot see. Hey, this girl's getting ready to kiss you, man. You see her? All right, Brother Carson, if you will lead him right over here to where these guys are. This is the best we could come up with other than a tightrope. All right, set that down and let him help him step right up there on that board. Hold it level, guys, so he don't fall off. Now, buddy, keep your balance, okay? You want to widen your step a little bit? Just put your feet apart just a little. There you go, because we don't want any catastrophes. Right there like that'll work. All right, Brother Carson, let him go. Look at that man. All right, now hang on, son. Okay, guys, just a little bit higher. That's good. That's good. Help him, Carson. All right, hold it. He's doing good, isn't he? Okay, guys, just a little bit higher. Let go, Carson. He's doing good. Whoa. 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 Brother, hey, Brother Billy, watch the board. You're the, All right, just a little bit higher. Oh, my word, look how high he is. Good night. All right, one more time. We're going to go up about shoulder height right there. Higher. Okay, hold it right there. Okay, I want you to really shake it because he's a tightrope walker. He's a tightrope. He's holding it. He's real high. He's high. He can take him off. I thought we were going to be on 11 o'clock news. Youngest kid has heart attack in America. Hey. This journey that we are on, serving God, can get so scary. It can hammer on your nerves. It can get to your heart. It can get to your mind. There's things the devil can do to get to your spirit, but always remember, it's not as scary as you think it is. It's not near as bad as it. When I said, bring him up to your shoulders, could you imagine what he was thinking? And so when the devil says, you're going to die in your dilemma, can you imagine what he's trying to get you to think? And what we need to think, if the devil's telling you that, then we need to believe the exact opposite because he is the father of lies. So I'm telling you tonight, it doesn't matter how shaky it gets. It doesn't matter how bad it gets. You just stay on board. Amen. We're right here to help you. We're right here to assist you. You're not going anywhere. Amen. And then next time, maybe you can help me. Hallelujah. But whatever you do, let's just get in. Let's just get all the way in. No matter how scary it looks, no matter how you were raised, no matter what grandma and grandpa might have told you about it all, hey, we got people that can't come to this church because people, their parents and different ones said, I'd rather you be on drugs than go to that church. Am I right? Absolutely. They've told their kids and grandkids, I'd rather for you to be on drugs than go to that church. Why would they say such a thing? Because they've got a blindfold around them, and they feel like that you that we've got you on a tight wire, and you're going to fall and you're going to get hurt. No, you're going to fall, but you're going to fall in love with the King of Kings. You're going to fall in love with the Lord of Lords. You're going to fall in love with the one that's high and lifted up. Now, they've been locked into religion, but we're introducing you to a relationship. Ladies and gentlemen, it is absolutely fun living for God. Amen. Now, roller coasters. We don't have one in here. I wish we had one. Amen. Watching a roller coaster may never take your breath away. Some of you are so afraid of them, it does. But I promise you that the ride will. Amen. Now, we've already been so uncouth tonight. I'm just going to be a little uncouth again. Somebody shared with me, Brother Carson, I believe it was you, that somebody said, it may have been Cody, somebody said, I just don't believe. There's nowhere in the Bible where Jesus ran. Jesus didn't jump up and down. He didn't shout. He didn't clap his hands and do all that. So who was that shared that with me? You. Uh-oh. I knew that. Share it with us. I'm going to get my wife to share. You got to hear this. This is you're going to use this. Like me.
A lady came up to an elderly Pentecostal pastor one night after church and said, I don't believe in all this emotion. I've never read where Jesus jumped, shouted, ran, hollered, or clapped. The old pastor replied, you know, you are probably right, but everyone he touched did.
He didn't have to. He was the one doing the touching. And everybody he touched did. I did, you did, we all did, and we're glad we did. We've had an upper room experience where the anointing fell and the power, the glory of God, the anointing of God, the presence of God. Hey, if you could sit still during all of that, then more power to you. I haven't got that kind of discipline. I got to get up. I got to shout about it. I got to clap my hands. I got to rejoice. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Now, the Bible said that they were a Sabbath day's journey. That's a long walk. A Sabbath day is a whole day, and that's a long walk. If you want to experience all the bells and the whistles and the benefits and the thrills of living for God, then you know what you got to do? You got to get in and stay in for the long haul. Opinions are inexpensive, and talk is even cheaper. But some days you may have to make a long walk, but it's worth every mile. Amen. And then, according to John 20, we've got to stay for the main event. Praise the Lord. The napkin should have been a hint that something out of the ordinary is getting ready to happen. Verse 7 said, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Verse 9 says, they didn't know he was going to rise from the dead. Verse 10 says, they went away to their own home. Right there's a good time for Eeyore. May as well go home. It's all over. He's dead. Verse 11 said, but Mary stood. She stayed and was weeping. She stood. She was crying, but she stood. And when she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher, an event took place that no one had ever experienced nor ever would again, ever. She witnessed a resurrection. Amen. I like it when someone walked up to her And she said, "Sir, if you know where they have laid my Savior, please let me know. We want to do this and do that." And she was crying and weeping, and her eyes were blurred. And finally he said, "Mary." And she looked at him and she said, the Bible says, supposing he was the gardener, she looked at him and realized, "Oh, my Lord." And he's like, "Right." She witnessed all of that because she stood her ground and didn't leave. All the disciples and all those guys, they went back fishing, I guess. Let's go fishing. That's what they did. But Mary, she witnesses a resurrection. Hey, you want to witness the good things of God? Get in this thing and stay. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so, verse 11, she stood weeping and all of that. No one had ever experienced that before. I'm just saying, stick around. For right when life gets its worst, God gets his best. God cannot be his best until your life gets to be its worst. He can be his best for someone else, and they can tell you about that, but you don't know until you've been at life's worst. And then he became his best. In an hour that you think not, a rapture can happen in a service. And right when you thought that it just couldn't happen, victory came. A shout got you up. Worship got you out. Hallelujah. Amen. And so the devil wants you out, but you're just getting in. Hallelujah. And that's hell's greatest nightmare. I've heard a lot of people say, "You know, I didn't have this much trouble till I got in church." Duh. You didn't have to have trouble before. The devil already had you. And so now you're in. And you have become hell's greatest nightmare. And so hell's going to attack you. But greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Somebody shout, "Yeah. I'll do better than that." I want everybody that the Lord has come through when hell was against you, I want you to shout hallelujah to the top of your lungs. I want some of these that are just now coming into the church to know exactly how my God is a victor over the devil, the world, and sin. I want you to be a testimony and let them know, if you'll get in this thing and you'll stay, my God is greater. My God is bigger. My God is mightier. My God's more powerful. He's omniscient. He's always there. He's right on time every time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And so you're the devil's greatest nightmare. And so the resurrection took place in the dark. I'm just saying, when it gets dark in your life, the best thing to do is get him up. The Lord didn't, there was no accidents with him. He didn't resurrect from the dead and said, "Oh, my Lord, it's dark around here." I believe with all my heart he wanted this New Testament church to know, hey, when it gets dark for you, I can resurrect again. I can come alive again. I can touch you all over again. And all that stuff that the canker worm has devoured, I can replace all of that instantly and give you more than you had when you went out. There's a resurrection taking place right now because somebody in your spirit's getting in. You're getting in. Come on in. Amen. And so it is. The songbird, she learns her song at night. Her little babies, they learn their little songs from mama at night in the nest. It's at dark times when God comes through and gives us things that when we come out of it, they are not for sale at any price. Many of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you don't, but you will. Because life things are going to come at you. They do everyone. But it's good to know that I've got somebody that said they would be with me to the end of the world. I know that God doesn't sleep, but there are times that it seems His presence is a little dormant, waiting perhaps to inhabit the praises of His people. So the darker the night, the stronger the fight through your praise and your worship. When it seems God has backed away, you draw closer with your praise. Now, He gave us a promise, and that is that He will inhabit the praises of His people. So when you cannot feel Him, you get Him up. You get Him up. You call on His name. You reach out to Him. You praise Him. You worship Him. This is not an altar appeal. This is something you can do right now. And whatever you need from God, get Him up. Wait. Come on now. The disciples said, "Master, wake up. Carest not that we perish?" He woke up and rebuked the sea. He would never have gotten up if they had not called on Him. He inhabits the praises of His people. Sunday night is a good time to praise Him so that He can be with us throughout all this next week. Come on, let's create a wave of worship and just a wave of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to understand. We need to understand Jesus doesn't have to sleep, but He can sleep right through a storm unless we wake Him up to rebuke it. When there's a storm, get Him up. When the tomb seems empty, you might want to stick around because there's a resurrection. Amen. She stooped and she went in. Burdens and heavy things of this world, they break us down. But just because you're broke down doesn't mean you can't go in. I'm inviting you tonight to come on in. Just come on in. No matter how broken, no matter how many pieces, just gather all of that up and come on in and let the Master fix whatever needs to be fixed. Verse 19, when the doors are shut, watch the wall. Jesus came through the wall and spoke peace. Somebody said, "Where's the door?" He don't need a door. Why He don't need a door? He is the door. He is the door. And so, let's stand together. Let's not put limits on God. He doesn't need a door. He is the door. If you really think this church can make it to the other side, I'm inviting somebody to come on in. At Jerusalem, they got in. In Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, through repentance, baptism, the Holy Ghost, going on to perfection, they got in. By getting in this church, you're telling hell, "I ain't coming." And I want somebody to step up here tonight and stand with me at the altar, just as a figurative message to all hell, "I ain't coming. I am not coming. I know who He is. I know what He is. And I know what He's saying to me tonight. And I'm coming in. I'm coming in."
Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me.
Singers, would you come and help my wife, please?
Greater is He that is in me.
In Jesus' name.
Than he that is in the world.
Hallelujah.
Greater is He that is in me.
Is He greater?
Greater is He that is in me.
Is He greater?
Greater is He that
is
in me.
Is He greater?
Than he that
is
in
He more?
The world.
Is He powerful?
Greater is He.
Is He everything
that is in
we need?
Me.
Is He the God, the King, the Lord?
Is He mighty, powerful?
Somebody tell Him. Somebody tell Him. Let the devil hear you tell God how great He is. Come on, turn about and spare
prayer.
Put the trouble and the trial back on the enemy where it came from. Put the struggle back on Satan where it came from. Let the anointing reveal tonight through your worship and your
greater
praise.
Is He that is in me.
Let's let God be God here
greater
for a few
is
moments,
he
shall
that
we?
Is in me, than he that is in the world.
Hey. your hands.